Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible said that Jesus knew His hour was come in John 13. And verse 3, knowing the Father had given all things to His hands, that He was come from God and went to God, John 13, 4 now, He rises from supper and laid aside His garments and took a towel and girded Himself like a servant. After that, He poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then comes He to Simon Peter, and Simon said to Him, Lord, do You wash my feet? Jesus said, what I do You know not now, but You shall know hereafter. Peter said to Him, You will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I wash you not, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to Him, well, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. It's good to know when you're wrong and when to change and not dilly-dally about it, right? Jesus said to him, he that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Verse 12, he said, after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, he was set down again. He said to them, know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, is that service? Huh? Why did He do that? Why did He do that? Well, their feet probably needed to be washed. In those days, it wasn't all the carpet and pavement that we have today. A lot of dust around. And a lot of people didn't wear clothes, shoes. It was open, sandal tight. So your feet got dusty every time you went somewhere. And that was a common thing. When you come into a nice, clean house, you take some water, wash your feet off. And there were servants that did that kind of thing. And Jesus, sitting at the table, the Master, head of the church, after they ate, He takes off His outer garments and wraps a towel like the lowliest servant. And He takes a basin and takes their feet, the lowliest, dirtiest part of their body, and begin to wash them. Demonstrating something. Service. Everybody say love.
Love.
Serves.
Love.
Love.
Serves.
Say it again. Love.
Love.
Serves.
Love.
If you're a real Christian, you serve your fellow believers.
Amen.
You serve God, and that's how you serve God, is in serving your fellow believers. Now, you can be a believer and not serve, but you can't be a real disciple of His, a real Christian. How many want to be not just a believer, but a Christian?
Yes.
A disciple of His in service. Now, you do understand that we live in a selfish world. Don't you?
Yes.
Oh my. Selfish. And the selfishness is so prevalent that a lot of things are just not even noticed anymore.
Right.
Selfishness. And people just don't have time. Everybody say time.
Time.
They don't have time for anybody else because they're too busy with their own stuff.
Amen.
Now I don't know if you remember it or not, but some months ago, we talked about developing a reservoir of time and money.
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Getting ourselves in position where we've got more time.
Amen.
Getting ourselves in position where we've got money to do things for others.
Amen.
We may have to lop off some hobbies. We may have to do some less recreation, less work. So-called. People say, well, I got to have my time, my private time. You'll find nothing will satisfy you inside like helping somebody else.
Amen.
Hmm? He went on to tell them, he said, you call me Master and Lord, you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. The servant's not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you. Everybody say happy.
Happy.
You want to be happy?
Yes.
Get a foot washing mentality then.
Yeah.
It takes time to wash somebody else's feet.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. And you can say, hey, I got dirty feet at home. Do you hear this kind of thing? Well, brother, I'd like to be involved, but I got this and I got that, and we just opened this, and the kids have got this, and they got games every night, and we got this, and we got, and they think it's legitimate.
Yeah.
But you got to pull back and say, what did the Lord say about this? Did the Lord direct us to do these things, or did we just add them on? Because the enemy, have you noticed, the enemy is a master of preoccupation. Have you noticed that? Oh man. If he can't get you to just stay busy in sin, he'll try to get you occupied in other maybe legitimate things, but they're not what the Lord told you to do. And you get involved in all these projects, and you're a member of this club, and you're part of this group, and you do this, and you got to be at this meeting, and you got to be at that meeting. Next thing you know, all your time is consumed. And you're not doing what the Lord wanted you to do, directed you to do in the first place. How many believe God can purge us? How many are willing for Him to purge you? All right, let's just ask Him right now then. Just close your eyes. Say it out loud. Father God, I'm asking you to reveal to me anything in my life that's a dead work, that's just a work of flesh, anything that takes away from time and energies, resources that you would, I should be doing something else with. I am yours. I present myself to you. My life is yours. My time is yours. My energies are yours. Hallelujah. Now expect for Him to show you some things. Things that we do that He didn't tell us to do are a drain. Because you're not graced to do them, you're just doing them in the effort of your own flesh. And it will wear you out.
Amen.
Do you know that's why so many people are so tired? So tired. It's not because they just have so many things they have to do. No, they're doing a lot of things they shouldn't be doing.
Amen.
And that's why they're worn out, tired. You know how I learned some of these things? I remember one time I was praying about this. I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, it seems like I don't have enough time to do everything that I'm supposed to be doing. This is years ago, thank God. I've learned a little bit since then. I said, Lord, show me what I need to see. It seems like I don't have enough time to do everything. And this is what He said to me. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but distinctly inside me. He said, Keith, if you don't have plenty of time to do what I direct you to do, you are wasting time.
Amen.
You're wasting time. Now, I would add, on things He didn't tell me to do. That's my words. But you're wasting time. So many things people think they've got to do. Don't have to do. Be better off not doing. Learn how to say no.
Amen.
I said, learn how to say no. He'll say, oh, we're ready. We're going to go over here and we're going to do this and we're going to shop all day. Well, if it was right to do, okay. But if the Lord dealt with you, stay home and be quiet and rest, then you're disobedient to go.
Right.
Yeah, but everybody wants to go and they're ready for you to go. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go. Why? You don't have to have a reason. People think they have to explain everything and even tell lies about stuff. Just say, I'm not coming. I love you, but I'm not coming. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I'm just staying. Well, what's wrong? You don't like us anymore? Well, don't be so insecure. Yeah, I like you. Don't be a baby.
Right.
Nothing wrong between me and you. Unless you want to try to start something. Make a big deal out of this. No, no. Go have fun.
Amen.
I'm going to take a nap and pray. Everybody say, take a nap and pray. What an idea. Take a nap and pray. Go with me back to Galatians. Galatians 5. Love gives. Love serves. Galatians 5 and 13. He said, brethren, you have been called to what?
Liberty.
Freedom. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love do what?
Serve
one another. Everybody say, love serves. We've been made free. We've been redeemed. We've been made rich. We've been healed. Been made righteous. Been given authority. Why? So we could sit up in our big house with our fancy clothes and go, whoo, I'm rich. I'm healed. I'm free. That sounds kind of shallow, doesn't it? If it just stops there. Why are you healed? Why do you have strength? So you can help somebody. So you can serve. Why did God get you out of debt and put money in your pocket? So you can bless somebody. Amen? Why would God give you the ability to travel and go anywhere and plenty of clothes and strength so He can use you? Amen? Drop in on somebody that's hurting. Pray them through. Bring faith and strength with you.
Amen.
We are saved to serve.
Amen.
Say it out loud. Saved.
Amen.
To serve.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.